I find that when a dancer is really performing, they're giving everything of themselves. I find that when you're dancing, you stop being the you that's on the outside and you start being the you that's on the inside. And that's when you give everything that you have. I think that when you're an audience member and you experience this, sometimes you can walk away being inspired and you come away with a more peaceful heart and a peaceful mind.
Joanna Posmaleski is the founder of Juntos, a collective of dancers from Fordham's Alvin Ailey School, SUNY Purchase, and Juilliard. Joanna Posmaleski was raised in California, but she has roots in Guatemala, and she has made trips year after year, she says, to visit family there. Frequent travel back and forth wasn't enough to reconcile the culture of her home and the culture of her heritage.
When I was younger, it was something that was really hard for me, is not having those bridged. I wanted to be the same, but it never was. And it did pull me in two different directions. But it also helped me understand how important understanding two cultures is.
Maybe it takes a dancer's sensibility to know how to move in two directions at once, just as it takes an artist to create something beautiful in response to the ugliness in the world.
Art is so necessary right now because creativity is necessary.
The creativity to serve each member of the population, to provide for them the basic human needs, food, water, shelter.
But what about love? Love is often forgotten. How can you satisfy that?
The dance collective is Posmaleski's answer to that question. It's called Juntos, a word that means together in Spanish. The group is planning trips that takes Juntos' mission of community outreach beyond the city next year to Guatemala and Mexico. Posmaleski traveled to Mexico last year with members of Juntos and with her high school dance troupe before that.
4 years ago, when I went to Mexico to perform, I remember going and performing on stage where we brought communities together. We brought the orphanage, we brought really wealthy Mexicans, we brought tourists, we brought like Americans, artists, non-artists, kids off the street and their parents that sold chicles. We had brought all those people together just to see our performance.
With future performances in New York City schools and retirement homes, as well as performances in Guatemala and Mexico, Joanna hopes the Juntos Dancers Collective can give more communities a stage around which to sit side by side and be inspired.
Being from two different cultures, I just naturally want to bring things together. That's kind of what sparks the idea to bring more projects together. And I think, well, wait a second, if they're performing in Guatemala, I want to perform with them. How can I do that? We do have an obligation to share everything that we have and everything that we've been given with other people around us.
For more information about the Juntos Dance Collective, you can check out our Facebook page. Just search for WFUV's Fordham Conversations.